ever happened in my home.
Hank, I almost died myself. It was all so relieved.
In my home! In my bedroom where my wife sleeps! Where my children come and play with their toys. In my home.
You listeners and callers are here in my home, where I talk about movies, where hopefully my guests do not sleep. This is The Movie Show. I'm Joel Gibbs in the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Today's show completely devoted to The Godfather. Jeff Malta, the guy who created the best Godfather website on the net, thegodfathertrilogy.com, is our guest. And we're going to go to line one and talk to Partagas, calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Partagas, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And by the way, really, I can't resist. I am Partagas. I just had to do that. You know, I'm sure that's the first time you've ever heard that, right?
Maybe once or twice.
See, now, I saw your name here on the screen, and I thought you were referring perhaps to the cigar.
Actually, that's what I'm referring to.
And I thought the pronunciation of that was Partagas.
It can be.
Well, he's a benevolent Godfather freak. That's a good thing.
Right.
You are, I imagine, a Godfather freak. Yes, no?
Is that a movie or what?
Yeah, the Godfather freak. I would. Wouldn't that be great? Well, you know, Jeff,
you should make that book into a movie.
But you
That'd
and
be
I.
A great idea.
We should all get together and write a screenplay about like an obsessive Godfather freak. Everything in his life is. Why am I saying this nationwide? Now there's people out there with Final Draft screenplay software, and they're all tapping it out. They're going to beat me to the punch. Partagas, what is it about the Godfather that just thrills you to the bone?
Oh man, it's. You know, where do you start? I remember when I was a kid, the first time I saw it, actually, I guess I was in the other room, and my parents were watching it on TV, and I just kept wondering why everybody's name was Don. you know, that just kind of amazed me and really didn't think about it because I was a kid.
That's great.
Read the book about 5 or 6 years ago and just fell in love with the book, especially the Lucy Mancini part. That was the best.
Okay.
Watch yourself there, Partagas.
You know, that got me excited, and I said, I gotta watch this movie.
You're so bad. You're so bad. Now, come on, you saw the movie before that, right?
Yeah, I read the book before I saw the movie.
Is that right? I'm glad I did. May I ask how old you are, Partagas?
I am 38.
38. So it took you until 6 years ago to even read the book, and then you saw the movie?
That's right.
What in God's name were you doing till you were 32 years old? What were you watching?
I don't know. Reading other books.
I know. What's the big scene from any of the movies? What's the one that you just go, wow?
Well, the funniest scenes. I mean, there's two funny scenes I just love. Number one is, I guess you can. It's better in the saga than Godfather 1.
Uh-huh.
Is when. When they take out Paulie, and just the car ride,
yeah.
When Clemenza stops in the restaurant, says, "I got to call Sonny," and he's in there eating a 5-course meal.
Right, sitting in the kitchen, right.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it just cracks me up. I just love that part.
How's Paulie? Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
Yes.
You won't see him no more. He ain't going to be eating any cannoli.
Godfather 2, yeah. The scene when they're stealing the carpet.
It just
cracked me up.
That's delightful.
I just fell in love with that.
With Bruno Kirby, sure.
Yes, yes.
It's interesting because, you know, you're referring, the first scene you referred to, it can only be seen in the Godfather saga, which is the, I guess, the chronologically edited version of 1 and 2, where Clemenza, on his way to finally taking Paulie out, stops. As Partagas said, for a 5-course meal, and it's in that trip where he actually buys the cannoli, you know, so that he can take the cannoli, of course, and leave the gun. But in Partagas, we do have a question for you because you don't sound like you know anything about The Godfather in detail at all. I mean, you sound like you're struggling here. But
struggling.
How did Frankie Five Angels pass away?
He took his own life.
How did he do that?
In a bathtub.
Right, and he didn't exactly drown. It was a bloody end.
Cut his wrist.
That was good. Partagas, you have been a great guest here on the show, and I want you to hold on. Eric's going to take your name. We're going to send you out that DVD rental from Blockbuster, and hope you'll keep tuning in here every weekend to the movie show.
I will do so.
It's good having you. You hang on. Let's see if Sean, who was calling from Michigan, is still with us. Sean, on line 6, you still with us, bud?
I most certainly am.
Listening on 950 AM in Southfield, Michigan, and I know you had that answer, but my question to you now is, how many times do you believe you've seen The Godfather?
Oh, my God. I've seen it at least a good 25 to 30 times legitimately.
Like,
from beginning to
end. Well, Haley, I know you're telling the truth. I don't doubt that for a second. When you watch any of the Godfather movies, do you have a wife, a significant other?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Because I was saying in the first hour that when The Godfather comes on, I can sit there and do Godfather karaoke for an entire three.
Likewise. There's so many memorable quotes from that movie that just...
Give me a quote.
They just stick with you for the rest of your life.
I want you to do your best Marlon Brando and give me a quote from the first Godfather. Anything. Go ahead.
Well, that's me when he's talking to Johnny Fontaine. He says, "You can act like a man!" And slams the table. That's by far, like...
What's the matter with you?
My daily ritual.
You look terrible. I want you to eat something, and this big shot will give you this... this role in the war film.
Well, anyway. Sean, do you have... now, that's your Godfather moment and your impression. Do you have a favorite Godfather movie of the three?
Oh, the first one by far.
The first one by far. And the third one?
Actually, it came on HBO last night, and I watched it.
Uh-huh.
And I gained a new appreciation for it once you realize it's not going to be as good as the first two, but... It's still light, on its own, it's okay, but when compared to the first two, it pales by comparison.
Thank you, Sean.
I think that was a very good thing to say. That was a very good point and a suggestion for all of you out there, that if you just take your time and forget about Sofia Coppola and that it's not as good as one
exactly.
or two, just watch it on its own merits, you just might enjoy it. Sean, because you had that answer, I want you to hold on. We're going to send you that Blockbuster DVD Reynolds coupon, too, okay? All righty. I'm Joel Gibbs on the movie show here on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You can act like a man.
What's the matter with you?
Jeff Malta from the Godfather Trilogy.com filling in all the cracks, giving us all the answers here about the Godfather from A to Z, from Abandando to
Sasa.
Sasa. Keep it tuned right here. We got Randy in Texas in the On Deck Circle. We'll come back to him. Your calls. Lots more Godfather movie talk after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.